Welcome to the Time and Focus Fast Track. We're so glad you're here, and I know you're going to make some amazing progress through this decision that you've made to invest in yourself through the Time and Focus Fast Track. If you're like me, you think of yourself as time conscious, like you're really interested in making the best use of your time and your energy so you can bring your highest and best to your life, work, and leadership. The National Institutes of Standards and Technology, or NIST as it's referred to, coordinates universal time. And you've probably seen on your computer or on your device the code or the acronym UTC. And that's what it stands for, universal time. NIST is asked 50,000 times a second what time it is. And that's a lot of people, a lot of devices who are concerned about time. I mean, how many times a day do you check your watch or do you check your device? Is it 10 times or 20 times or 30 times? Or maybe you're the guy that discovers that your time is still stuck on standard time 2 days after daylight savings time began. Or if you travel, maybe you have trouble remembering to update your watch for the different time zones that you pass through. Most people mark time by how old or how young they are until they get into their 40s, and then it happens. You realize that you're never going to be young again, and you begin considering how much time you have left and what your life is going to mean. In fact, it may be why you're here today. So why do we spend so much time with activities or projects and events that add minimal value to our life and to our work, and then only to compound the problem by wasting more time on regret or grief or on poor decisions or behaviors? Maybe it's because in all of our years of rolling around on this planet, we've never stopped long enough to consider the purpose for our life and for our work and the disciplines that would be necessary to fulfill that purpose. Most people who know me well consider me to be relatively adept at time management. I mean, I can squeeze every last productive moment out of a workday. But no matter how hard I try, there's one thing that I've never learned how to do as it relates to time. And that's add time to my day. How can we add more time to the day? Not one of us can add even a second to our day. And when our time is up, it's over. The question then that we should be asking is, what am I doing with the time that I have left? What is it that I want my life to mean? And how do I want other people to remember my life when I'm gone? Years ago, I realized that developing influence with people, making an impact in my market, and leaving a positive legacy were not sure things. That if my life was going to matter to my family, to my friends, to my colleagues, to our clients, I was going to have to live and grow on purpose. That I would need to be very intentional with how I live. The only problem was that nobody stepped up with a step-by-step trail guide for my life and my work. I had to take personal responsibility for my personal and professional growth. And while we've put together a lot of tools and a lot of resources since that time, you're going to have to take personal responsibility for your own growth too. And so I did. And I made a ton of mistakes, and you're going to make mistakes too. That's okay. What's important is that we're making regular progress from where we are toward where we're headed, from what we used to do to what we were made to do. From what is comfortable to what is most fulfilling in our life and our work. From what is convenient to what is most valuable. And from what benefits me to what benefits other people. See, time, margin, and focus is the chief competitor for your personal growth. Time, margin, and focus is the chief competitor for the development of your leadership skills and for the development of other people. And for working with your colleagues and the leaders above you, even if they don't do a great job with leadership. Time, margin, and focus is your chief competitor. What are you doing about it? Now, here's what I want you to do. I want you to take a few moments and download the Fast Track Journey Overview, and I want you to follow along. As we begin the Fast Track, I'm going to introduce you in the next session to the Simple Leadership Compass and the four greatest challenges that leaders are facing today. And that's a great place for you to start. And then after that session, we're going to move on into Module 1, Discover, which is all about finding the right tools for time management, for focus, and for your planning. Then after Module 1, we're going to move into Module 2, Apply, which is all about applying the learning right away into sustainable life and work habits. And we're going to help you to do that all along the way. Then in Module 3, Review, we're going to show you how to measure, track, and celebrate progress. So this isn't a review of the content that we're going to cover in the Fast Track. This is actually to help you to put a review process into your life, work, and leadership. See, everything that we do involves applied learning, because applied learning is the only way that you're going to make sustainable progress. Applied learning is the only way that you can experience transformation in your life and work, especially as it relates to time and focus. So along the way, we're going to give you opportunities to try on the learning, to apply it through fast action steps in every single session. So if you haven't already, take a moment right now, download the overview and the worksheet for this lesson, and then complete the action steps for this session. We've designed each session to be easy for you to complete in just a few minutes each day, no matter how you watch it. If you binge watch it all the way through, or if you come back to it, do one session a day, 10, 15 minutes is the most that you'll need each day. It's important that you apply the learning right away in the right way. So don't skip this step. Honor your investment in each session and complete the action steps found in your worksheet. Now in the next session, I'm going to introduce you to the Simple Leadership Compass, and we're going to look at the four greatest challenges that leaders are facing today and how to deal with them. You'll hear us say often, you don't have to get it perfect. You just need to take the next step. And so I'll see you in the next session.